Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, May 11th, 2026, through Friday, May 15th, 2026. Monday, May 11th, 2026. Southern Indiana tax preparers sentenced to federal prison for a multi-million dollar tax fraud scheme. Angel De La Rosa and Yimmy Real have been sentenced to federal prison for orchestrating a multi-year tax fraud scheme that generated millions in fraudulent refunds. According to court documents and information presented in court, De La Rosa and Real operated a tax return preparation business, De La Rosa Multi-Services, in both Jasper, Indiana and Louisville, Kentucky. From January 2018 through July 2021, they prepared approximately 5,892 fraudulent federal tax returns for tax years 2017 through 2020. Their conduct caused an estimated $10,577,612 in tax loss to the IRS. A central component of the scheme involved filing returns that falsely claimed the American Opportunity Tax Credit, AOTC. The pair routinely submitted Form 8863 educational credits, asserting that taxpayers were enrolled at one of two institutions, Sacerdotes del Sagrado Corazon, located in Louisville, and Weimar Language Services, LLC, located in Jasper. Neither entity qualified as an eligible educational institution under federal law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Tuesday, May 12, 2026. Chinese national pleads guilty in $65 million multinational fraud and money laundering ring targeting seniors. Zhaiyu Zoa, aka Chris Zoa, pleaded guilty in federal court and admitted he participated in a $65 million fraud and money laundering scheme targeting elderly victims across the United States, including in San Diego. Victims received unsolicited calls or emails directing them to call various phone numbers, which, unbeknownst to the victims, were for the Indiana-based scam call centers. Once connected, the scammers used scripted lies and psychological manipulation to gain the victim's trust and often remote access to their computers. The most common scheme involved convincing victims that they had received a mistaken refund and pressuring or threatening them to return the supposed excessive funds via wire transfer, cash, or gift cards. Once a victim had been defrauded, victims were instructed to withdraw bulk cash, conceal the cash in packages, and send cash-laden packages via express mail carriers to names and addresses provided by the conspirators. The recipient names were fictitious names corresponding with fake IDs. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Wednesday, May 13, 2026. Bakersfield, California resident pleads guilty to operating an illegal money-transmitting business. Ifeanyi Emmanuel Agwu pleaded guilty to operating an unlicensed money-transmitting business involving more than $5 million in illegally obtained funds. According to court documents, between December 2020 and August 2023, Agwu owned, operated, and served as chief executive officer of Franklin Finance, Inc. Through his business, Agwu opened and controlled 20 bank accounts across 9 banks and financial institutions, where he received approximately $5 million from more than 100 individuals in the United States. He then transferred the funds to individuals in China, Nigeria, and elsewhere. At no point did the company have the required licenses to operate a money-transmitting business. Several of the individuals who sent Agwu funds were victims of cybercrimes and fraud. Agwu received and transferred approximately $580,000 in fraud proceeds from these victims. Agwu was able to operate his unlicensed business by making various misrepresentations to individuals, banks, and other financial institutions to conceal his fraudulent activity. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Thursday, May 14, 2026. National Partnership of Insurance Brokers and its former subsidiary agree to pay over $135 million for Affordable Care Act enrollment fraud scheme. AP of South Florida, LLC, APSF, has agreed to plead guilty for its role in an Affordable Care Act, ACA, enrollment fraud scheme. APSF, through its highest-ranking executives, preyed on thousands of vulnerable customers to fraudulently enroll them into fully subsidized ACA plans, for which the federal government awarded $141.5 million in unwarranted subsidies. In a parallel civil resolution, Assured Partners, Inc., a national partnership of insurance brokers, and the then-parent company of APSF, agreed to pay $107 million to resolve allegations that it violated the False Claims Act by submitting fraudulent ACA health insurance plan applications. Assured Partners, Inc. is not charged with the criminal information. According to Acting Deputy Inspector General for Investigations, Scott J. Lampert of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Inspector General, HHSOIG, this $135 million resolution lays bare a brazen scheme that caused real harm by targeting vulnerable individuals for profit and disrupting their access to critical care. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Friday, May 15, 2026. Two Americans who attacked multiple U.S. victims using ALF-V Black Cat ransomware sentenced to prison. Ryan Goldberg and Kevin Martin, two American cybersecurity professionals, were sentenced to 4 years in prison for their role in a conspiracy to obstruct, delay, or affect commerce through extortion in connection with ransomware attacks occurring in 2023. According to court documents, they and another co-conspirator, Angelo Martino, 41, of Florida, successfully deployed the ransomware known as ALF-V Black Cat between April 2023 and December 2023 against multiple victims located throughout the United States. The three men agreed to pay the ALF-V Black Cat administrators a 20% share of any ransoms received in exchange for access to the ransomware and ALF-V Black Cat's extortion platform. All three men worked in the cybersecurity industry, meaning they had special skills and experience in securing computer systems against harm, including the type of harm they themselves were committing against the victims in this case. After successfully extorting one victim for approximately $1.2 million in Bitcoin, the men split the 80% share of this ransom three ways and laundered the funds through various means. According to court documents, ALF-V Black Cat targeted the computer networks of more than 1,000 victims around the world. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2026. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 11th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.